We're going to continue our focus on world affairs by turning to Venezuela, which has been coping with extreme inflation, chronic shortages of basic needs like food and medicine, and near daily protests. On Saturday, for example, hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans marched along a main highway in Caracas to demand again that President Nicolas Maduro resign and allow elections to go forward. Protesters blame the president for the country's economic collapse and also for his tactics to hold on to power, suspending local elections, refusing to allow a recall referendum to go forward, attempting to rewrite the constitution, and crackdowns on protesters. Clashes between anti-government protesters, looters, and police have resulted in dozens of deaths and thousands of injuries in recent weeks. To get a sense of what's happening there, we've called Girish Gupta. He is reporting for Reuters. He's with us from Caracas, Venezuela, via Skype. Girish, welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Can you start by telling us about yesterday's march?
So yesterday was pretty huge. It was also day number 50, so very symbolic in these protests. We saw hundreds of thousands of people, maybe even pushing a million. People here are extremely angry. And what surprised me, I've been here for 6 years, so I've seen these sort of protests before. I've seen pockets of protests. I've seen larger maintained protests. Is that they're keeping going. They're still out there in large numbers.
For some time now, we've been hearing increasingly disturbing reports about severe food and medicine shortages. The country isn't producing enough food, doesn't have enough money to buy food, and the president is being obstructionist about receiving food aid. And so how are people getting by?
This really is the big issue in Venezuela. It all boils down to not having enough to eat, which is just such a base, horrible thing to not have. And, you know, I can't exaggerate it. I'm not cherry picking when I give examples, but every single supermarket here has got hundreds of people outside it every single day, waiting for 6, if not longer, hours for real basics. We're talking pasta, flour, that sort of thing. I remember I've been at food riots outside supermarkets where people are fighting, beating each other up, or sometimes worse, just for a couple of bags of pasta.
How is the government responding to this? Do they even respond to queries by reporters, for example, by the international press? Do they even bother to address these issues? Like, for example, the march yesterday.
I think I've been here 6 years now, and I don't think I've had a single response from the government. Every time we do a story, which is multiple times a day, we obviously send an email to the government saying, would you like to comment, and so on. I don't think I've had a single response in 6 years. The government does not talk about this. They do not really acknowledge the problem. They sort of do, but not quite. And the issue is horrible right now. People are earning, you know, maybe $10, $20, $30 a month at the black market exchange rate, and that's just not enough in a country where you can't get things.
The Trump administration sanctioned 8 Venezuelan Supreme Court judges last week, freezing their assets and banning them from traveling to the United States. Has the government responded to that?
They have. Basically, Maduro has said, get out of our country. You know, for 18 years, Hugo Chavez and Maduro recently have rallied against the U.S. government. They blame the U.S. government, in fact, for a lot of what's happening here, for the economic crisis and for all these people being out on the streets. And of course, Trump's move did not go down well.
What are people saying about where they think this goes next?
This is the huge, horrible question. And some people still have hope. There's a lot of people here who say, you know, it will turn around one day. I think I've said at the start of every year for the last 3 or 4 years, well, it's got to collapse this year because none of the numbers add up and people are so angry and people are so hungry and so on. So where does this go? Do the protests continue? I honestly don't know. And I don't think anyone does.
That's Girish Gupta. He's a reporter for Reuters, and he was kind enough to talk to us from Caracas. Girish, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.